Jared's blasting off over there.
Oh my god. Have you ever woken yourself up with the fart?
Shane definitely has.
Me too.
I just got scared and I turned around and I said, Ryland! Because I thought somebody was like in our house.
Yeah. The worst thing is if you have hemorrhoids and you fart really hard.
Oh, fuck.
It feels like daggers going into them. Farts can be painful.
Bruh. Wait, should I? Okay, I'm going to Postmate Ranch for later because I need some pizza. Do you guys?
Yes.
Should I Postmate anything else? Or are we eating tonight or no?
I ate yesterday, so I'm good. I eat all kinds of shit, guys.
What do we have for dessert?
Wait, what should I get? I shouldn't post me anything. That's stupid.
Well, yeah, we got to record the podcast right now.
Yeah, but you know it's stupider eating pizza without ranch.
Exactly.
Ermagerd.
Oh my god. Can we talk? Can we do the whole podcast in Ermagerd?
Ermagerd. Do you improve in French?
Ryland, you're a recurp.
The worst moment of my life.
I don't think I'm versed in this language.
Nobody is. We're evolving the language right now.
Uh-huh.
So future people that do it are going to do what we do right now.
Welcome to Perkhurst.
We're such inner business.
You don't remember Ermagerd? It was like in 2012, I think, when it was like memes where there would be an ER in the middle of every word. Like, hello, Ryland.
Ermagerd. I thought we were doing Tyler Perry. I thought we were doing Madea the whole fucking time. Now I know you're talking about, though, the Ermagerd. Now I know what you're saying.
You thought I was just sitting here being Madea? That's a lot.
But
just,
now that you're saying
after everything I've been through, for me to just sit here and let's do the whole podcast in Madea.
Shane's mental health at an all-time high, hosting the last podcast the whole time as Madea. But I thought you were saying, oh, my gird. Like, oh, gird. I can't roll my tongue and sound like a little. Ermagerd. Now that you're talking about it, it's great because now I get to appreciate it on another level because it's that stupid animation. Ermagerd.
Yeah, Ermagerd.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
And not supposed to be triggering to people like Chris with gird, actual gird, which is a health problem.
Yeah.
Which is where you burp.
In case
you had. It firms up your mirth and it hurts.
In case you hadn't word associated it yet, now you can feel mildly offended if you want. Ermagerd.
Hey guys, welcome. We're rolling. We're rolling.
We're rolling.
Welcome back. Welcome back to whatever the hell this is. We honestly don't know, but we're in Colorado and we're Ermagerd. We're Colorado.
I don't think you can be Oh My Gerd.
What?
You said we're Oh My Gerd.
Why not? Now you can. Now everyone moving forward can say, I'm so Ermagerd.
So what's going on today?
Wow, geez, ready to leave? Yeah.
Well, no, I just think we need to wrap up the Ermagerd.
Hi. Okay, first of all, welcome back. Hopefully you guys are enjoying the show so far. This is episode 6, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
All right, this is a test of whatever this is. How does everybody feel? Can you hear me?
I feel positive. I can hear you, and I'm glad to be a part of whatever it is.
I feel like we're in a good groove. Like, I don't really get as nervous anymore. I feel like we're just free-flowing, getting a little more offensive every time, and not worrying about it.
I'm getting too comfortable, where, like, yeah. I feel like, because I really like you guys, and I get so excited to talk to you, and I truly forget about everything else, and we just talk about stuff, and there are times when, like, we're done, I'm like, that, I shouldn't have said that. Like, oh no, I got too comfortable.
And then I am upstairs with Ryland. I'm like, did you hear what Chris said?
Oh no, that's my nightmare.
And then it's like, I know, it was weird, right? And then I'm like, oh my god.
That's like actually my fear is
his
that
woke persona is falling to the wayside.
What persona?
I kind of feel like, yeah, I don't know. Are you still the woke king? Should we do like a woke test?
You all called me woke and I said I don't identify as that in the first episode.
Thought you were being humble woke, though.
Just because you're nice, we trampled all over you and called you woke.
Here's some work.
No, we love you, Chris. And don't ever overthink anything that you're doing. By the way, I love your shirt.
Thank you.
I love the snarks and the girls. What made you buy that?
Oh my gosh.
What?
That's like a... What?
That's like... I mean, I've never seen that before.
I would be so offended if somebody said, what made you buy that?
Yeah.
Because I fucking liked it.
Well, no, I'm just curious. Where did you find that? What made you buy that? Like, what? I think it's everything.
When were you presented the opportunity to own such an amazing piece,
yeah,
Chris?
That's what I meant.
Thank you. I was just in the mall, and I walked by Zara, and it was in the window, and I was like, interesting. I like it. And I tried it on, and I was like, it fits kind of nice.
Okay,
and
the mystery's gone now. It's not as great anymore, Chris.
Yeah, I thought you were like on a safari. Yeah.
I was on a safari.
It's just Zara.
Not that crazy.
I will say, you are bringing it today fashion-wise. I mean, we always do a fashion update. Yes, you are. You're wearing something so unique. And
I need
like
a haircut. I feel like I look terrible.
No, you look good. Oh my God, wait, this is getting sad. You look great. Everybody tell Chris how amazing it is. Comments below. Also, audio listeners only, check out the video. And if you're listening to the audio, give us 5 stars on whatever audio platform you're listening to. And leave Chris some comments on how he looks.
But all of you have really cool jackets today. I feel left out.
Chris,
what?
Do you want to run really quick to get the jacket that I bought for you that you're not wearing right now?
Oh, I forgot.
And it fits a safari theme. Look at him run. Look at him jot.
So fit.
So fit.
I don't think I will ever in my life say the phrase, I was just walking by Zara and saw something, so I bought it. My thing will be like, I walked by Zara and... nothing. Like, for what? Why? I felt bad, laughed at myself.
Okay, you've
Holy shit, you look good.
You've turned him into a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Thank you.
No, you're giving me like SoundCloud rapper. Or you know what I mean? Like little Peruvian. Okay, let's do a quick fashion update. Jared, you're wearing something I picked out for you. This is a little nice little moment.
Yeah, definitely. It's from the closet.
I was going to say, the fashion thing is the gayest thing you two do. Like, we're getting ready to do the podcast, and Shane's like, okay, Jared, let's go upstairs.
As a straight...
like, walk upstairs.
As a straight man, why can't a straight man be fashionable?
I'm not saying you can't.
Why does it have to be gay that me and him... I'm concerned about looking awesome.
Listen, Jared, I'm not saying you can't be, as a straight man, concerned about fashion. I'm saying the way in which it evolves is very gay. It's like Shane's like, let's go up to the closet. And like, then you guys like,
I'm a millisecond away.
Follow each other up to
the
closet.
From two snaps and a twist.
And then I go upstairs because I'm going to get dressed for the podcast too. The bedroom door's closed. The closet door's closed. I walk in. Shane's like, hand on his hip, like... And Jared's like looking like...
Okay, first of all, you know
like
what?
A beautiful moment between brothers.
Literally family.
Right?
Hi.
Hello.
I'm not saying it's actually gay. I'm saying it looks gay.
Well, I've never been lucky enough to see this moment. So now that's all I'm going to think about when we record.
It's beautiful. And also, by the way, you are shitting on me right now. But guess who bought you that gay jacket that you're wearing? Me.
I love the jacket. It's gorgeous. We went to the Coach outlet and I was like, I love that coat. Oh my gosh, I love it. And I woke up a few days later and Shane had got it. He was like, it's a podcast look for you. So it was very sweet. So you dressed me as well. We just didn't go like have our closet moment together, which I'm fine about. You and Jared should have those moments together.
Thank you. I'm really proud of us for breaking down stereotypes.
Yes.
Stereotypes. Breaking them down, baby.
We should get Jared.
Oh my God, that's Caitlyn Jenner. Oh my God, Caitlyn Jenner speaks in Ermengarde. I figured that out.
She says, we're Kermit the Frog.
She said, what are they swimming in their pool? You're not allowed to swim in their pool.
You have a good way of maintaining the sound. I have a very hard time, unless it's a bunch of ergs.
We need
I can't
to get...
do it.
Okay, what about your outfit, Shane?
Thank you, finally. No, I bet it's really typical, you know, a little jacket to remind us of the LA couch that I miss so much. And then a little Britney Spears shirt. And you can't see from what's under the legs down is really bad.
The shoulders look really good. It looks like you like work out 24/7.
Wow.
This is so annoying.
My shoulders just stopped.
Well, no, like, I'm not even kidding.
I'm saying it's annoying because like he wants that compliment and then you gave it to him and now it's like I'm the bad boyfriend.
I want any compliment.
Oh my God, no, I'm
Wait,
sorry.
What do you mean?
Just the shoulders. Do you know what I mean? How it has that cut or it like there's certain blazers and jackets when I wear it, I'm like, oh, I look like I actually work out today.
Chris is trying to fuck both of us tonight. He literally I walk down, I'm like sitting down into the set and he goes, oh. Every time Ryland wears blue, I just can't stop looking at him.
It's true. Every time
Wait,
he wears blue.
Wait, this is a weird turn of events.
No, wait. Am
okay,
I wrong?
Okay. Keep going.
Look in his eyes right now. When he wears blue, do his eyes not pop? And is he not the most beautiful thing you've ever seen?
Wow.
Chris.
Whoa.
Yes. But
this was good.
See? Okay. What do you think about Jared? Come on, Chris. Spread
Jared,
the love.
Jared, I said this earlier. He's just the coolest person here by far. Well, like,
that's
he just
not physical.
Is. No, with what he wears, his swag, his attitude, all of it.
It's okay,
even
though.
The Burberry
jacket. I take
that
compliment
jacket.
In a high regard. I appreciate
it. Is that,
that
a Burberry jacket?
It looks like it, because he's so cool.
Burberry.
Burberry. Is that a Burberry
jacket? Is that a Burberry? Yeah, Burberry.
Did you know Boo?
But do you know what I'm saying? Like, he's just effortlessly cool. Anyways.
I mean, yes. But, I mean, you didn't give him, like, a physical compliment.
That jacket, it was included in that.
You know what?
I'm
here's
heard.
What I think I just curked a curd.
What?
I think the truth. I think the conspirator. I think the truth is that you, because Jared is technically more of your type than we are, that you're like nervous to give him a compliment because it's too real.
No!
And with us, you're just bullshitting us.
No, that's not in any way true.
Because I'm laying down at night thinking like, why not me? Well, what am I doing wrong?
That's pretty
like,
fucking gay.
Because, you know, because it's not gay when me and Shane are getting dressed. Maybe possibly because what I'm saying is, dude, like, what is Chris going to fucking notice tonight?
No,
and every
stop.
Week like, I take it up a bar, and I'm like, let's get you the crazier jacket.
Tonight you were like, I'm like, yeah, this got to work.
Jared's just dressing for Chris. That's common when you have a crush. You, like, really have to think about what you're going to wear.
What's happening?
Chris is cool, he's from Peru. His Peruvian facts are fun for me and you.
Chris.
Yes.
I heard that you have a special Peruvian fact, and it might involve your co-host.
Yeah, okay, so.
All right.
So, sorry.
Oh, sorry, my ranch came.
So, my Peruvian fact has to do with alpacas.
Aww.
Because alpacas are, like, a pretty big part of Peruvian culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really know why growing up. I just know that, like, on every, like, Peruvian, like, merchandise, if you go there, like, every beanie, hat, shirt that I ever bought from there always had alpacas on it. And they're just kind of, like, on everything everywhere.
I think they're on the flag.
They're... Are they? See, I'm a terrible Peruvian. I didn't notice if it was.
Really debating on whether or not we think there's an alpaca?
On
the Peruvian flag?
I think
there's no fucking way.
We'll get to that in a second.
That could be the most offensive thing I ever said if there is one. There's no fucking way they put alpaca on their flag.
In my brain, I'm like, if it's like tiny and hidden in the middle of the thing. Anyways.
Okay, that'd be cool.
So my Peruvian fact is that 3/4 of the world's alpaca population live in Peru. Which means that there are more than 7.5 million alpacas in Peru. And since pre-Inca times, they have been and still are a big part of Peruvian culture. And yeah.
Oh.
Wow. Okay, you guys are about to be shook.
What?
I'm about to airplay something for you.
Oh, I know exactly what it is. I fucking told you. There's an alpaca on the flag.
There is.
Is that the actual flag or the crest?
That's the flag.
It says flag of Peru.
Most offensive thing I've ever said. Of course there's an alpaca on the fucking flag.
And a tree and a cornucopia, fruit of the loom, Mandela effect, and boom.
You know what's so funny is like, I've seen...
I like Peruvia so much more now. I love that.
I like Peruvia. That's offensive.
Peruvia. Sorry.
I've seen the Peruvian flags so many times growing up. I know the crest in the middle, but I've never... thought what's in it until just now.
This is such a cute flag.
Wow.
That's so nice.
Wow, good fact, Chris. Okay, so I was thinking about this today, and, you know, because I've been thinking about having kids, you know, and how are we going to, you know, do certain things? What rituals are we going to create? What little memories are we going to do? What are we going to do for their birthdays? Because, like, when I was a kid, I had some good birthdays, some terrible birthdays. I feel like our childhood was very up and down in a lot of ways.
Yes.
Do you remember
I would agree.
Our birthday situation?
I remember when we were very young. I mean, it was like fucking extreme. We had a dunk tank at one time, a bounce house at one time. And this was like very early on. It would be like all the neighbors were over, you know, all of our friends would come over. But I want to say those stopped relatively early. Maybe, I don't know.
When we had
2 or 3 of those.
I think because then they got divorced. And money was gone. So yeah, that was like 9.
Yeah, because, I mean, then I had a birthday where it pretty much was just driving to Hollywood and looking at Hollywood and getting, like, a CD and then getting food and then going back.
Still fun.
I mean, it's still great.
Sounds better.
Yeah, I mean.
Ryland, what was your birthday situation when you were a kid?
Oh, my parents went all out because my brother and I are 3 days apart, and my brother and my dad are born on the same day. So we would always have theme parties. It'd either be, like, a scientist would come over, and we'd have all these tables, and we'd all do scientists like explosions or whatever. That would be really fun. Or we'd have like characters from our favorite movie, whatever. There'd always be like themes, and then the cakes would revolve around the themes, but my brother and I would get different cakes. Like, about the...
It's so crazy that this exists. Like, your life is like a movie.
Yeah.
They did put on a good production for our childhood, I will say.
Did you feel like the parties were for the kids more than the parents? Because I feel like our parties were also like pretty parent heavy.
I was and listen, you know what I'm saying? I know that I think our parents watched this, so I don't want to shade them too much. But looking back, it was giving like, and I know they weren't 100%. I'm not starting a rumor. It was giving swinger vibes. Because I just remember being 9. I just hated, because I don't like people, too many people. So I'd be hiding the whole time. And then I would just remember hearing really loud fucking music and just like drunk fucking adults, you know, and we weren't allowed to come outside after like a certain time.
It's like your birthday party, you stay inside.
And look, and there was like a DJ and fucking, they went all out.
And can you imagine if like, would they be the kind of people that would have an OnlyFans right now?
You know? Yes. Oh my God.
Your parents?
See, now it'd be celebrated. They'd be millionaires, you know? Wow. All the times how they've changed.
They would, because I found mom's like sexy pictures that she would take with
You're
that.
You're kidding.
She showed them to me.
Oh my God. Well, those were his favorite pictures. So I enjoyed going to Ventura.
I gotta go.
I was trying to see if they're my phone pictures.
Anyways, they were in love. Okay, what was your... just to add on to that, by the way, I barely remember those big outrageous birthdays.
There was only a couple of them. Maybe it was only like 2, and that's why I don't remember many birthdays, and I don't think we made very big deals about them.
You know what? I just did remember one birthday. And okay, this is probably why I blocked them all out. Because I remember me and mom went to the beach, to the pier. I was probably like, you know, 12. And we got ice cream, and then we were sitting eating ice cream, and an older woman walked up and said, you ladies having fun? And then she walked away, and I was confused, and mom started laughing, and I said, what? And she's like, she thinks that we're lesbians. And then I laughed so hard that I peed my pants on a bench with my mom on my birthday, just two big old lesbians having some ice cream.
That is good.
I was misgendered all the way up until I was, honestly, I was misgendered in my 20s.
You act like in actuality.
Literally, my whole childhood was ma'am, miss, little missy, because I had long hair and tits, and I had pretty face, and pretty face, big waist, and and me and my mom were, you know, conjoined at the hip, basically hanging out all the time, going to, you know, country western places and, you know, line dancing, and we just look like two big old fucking lesbians.
What?
My whole life, yeah. And then in my 20s, after I lost weight and I was on YouTube, and I was like, it wasn't a date, but it kind of was a date. And like, you know, we were walking around Knott's Berry Farm and we were getting candy or something. And then the lady behind the shelf was just like, miss, you're not allowed to do that or whatever. And she's talking to me. I was misgendered.
Well, your hair was, I had a long, similar hairstyle to you as well. And I'd walk into Subway with my mom and they'd be like, what do you ladies want today?
That happened to you too?
Yeah, I mean, not my whole life. Only in my like era of skater boy, where I went too drastic with the hair, where it was like shoulder length, and then my bangs would swoop down and around.
I remember crying the first time that somebody called me sir. I was at Petco.
You weren't used to it?
No, it had never happened, and I was at Petco, and they were bagging our stuff, and then the guy was just like, "Oh, here you go, sir," and I walked to the parking lot, and I started crying, and mom was like, "What's wrong?" And I'm like, he called me sir, and then she just hugged me, and she was like, thank you, Jesus, and I knew it would happen, because we've been waiting, because literally, it's
Stop
not a joke.
It.
I was called, and then when I started new high school, everybody thought I was a girl. The teacher would think I was a girl. I'll show pictures. Like, I look like a fucking, you know,
you
big old bitch.
I think it's called BBW, actually. Okay? Because I just, Drake says, I like my girls BBW. So thick.
That was a good impression.
This is so thick, everyone in the room so uncomfortable.
That was me.
Well, Chris, no, everyone.
Chris, what were your birthdays?
Fucking Drake knows everything.
He really does. Drake.
Drake is everyone.
Hey, Drake. What was Chris? What was your birthdays like?
My parents always did everything they could for me. I mean, they're the best parents ever, but at different stages in my life, we were at different financial points, mm-hmm. you know, and there were times where they couldn't do a lot. And when they could, they did everything they could, you know, like I have the most amazing parents ever. But I mean, there were times when I was younger where there was just no money, you know, it was tough, but they always made it feel special and I always felt loved and happy, you know?
Oh. Well, I think we're all going to be good dads. Are we all going to be dads? Do you guys want to be dads?
I definitely want to be a dad.
You want to be a dad?
Yeah. It'd be cool to have a mini-me.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris found out an interesting fact today.
What?
That the dentist can tell if you've recently sucked a dick because it leaves a bruise on the roof of your mouth.
No.
Wow. What does it look like, the bruise?
I can show you. There's a video that I saw. So I was sent a video from my friend Rick.
Wait,
on the top.
What kind of dick sucking are they doing to be getting a bruise?
Yeah, how are they bruised?
Well, I guess it's just because they have such a soft palate that...
I know, but doesn't the dick go towards the throat? Like,
that's a conspiracy.
Like, it's not... When I'm sucking a dick, it's not going...
Yeah, but it should, I don't know, lightly touch it.
And maybe
it's really towards the back.
Your teeth are right here, so if it, I don't know.
Do you want to see the video
of somebody sucking a dick?
No, of a dentist talking about.
Yeah,
it.
But what about if you're eating a popsicle?
Oh, he just cracked the conspiracy. Because, it's not just dicks.
Because wouldn't I mean I've never.
No.
I've eaten a popsicle, let's say that, you know, but is it much different?
I saw on TikTok that dentists can tell if you just sucked a wiener. Is it true?
Yep. That one's true.
How?
Because you can see bruising in soft tissue in the back.
Shut the fuck
oh.
up.
So there's a particular pattern of bruising.
Wow.
That we can tell.
I'm going to say...
I'm still curious if a popsicle does the same thing, but it looks like you really got to be jamming a motherfucker back. You know what I mean?
Well, no, whoa. I think they're not jamming it back enough. I think if you were more of like going for the deep throat, that wouldn't okay. happen. This is like hitting the top. I don't know. This girl's bad at giving head. That's all I'm going to say.
How many days? Like how long after you suck a dick does that stay there for?
I don't know, but my friend sent
Chris,
me that.
Chris, open your mouth. Actually, don't.
My friend sent me that, and like so many of my tias are dentists, and I'm just like, does everyone in my team, did they know every time I ever gave head? I'm horrified now.
Whoa.
I would like to try this. We should report back right now, right?
go in the other room real quick.
Suck a dick and then show your mouth? Yes. I feel like that's a lot with my brother here.
Well, I'm just curious. Okay, I'll do some research for the next podcast, but I don't think so.
That would be great. Anything to get you to do that.
Oh my gosh, please.
Research for a podcast. Oh, like, whatever we got to call it.
You're kidding. I do that way more than you do that to me.
Ooh,
you're kidding.
Oh my God, yeah, perfect timing.
Here we go again. Fight with Shane and Ryland. Fight with Shane and Ryland. Shane and Ryland.
I can't even believe that you just said that.
What?
I would say that you get it more than the average person.
Ooh.
I don't know. I don't think so. No. And that's... No. Well, I feel like this is too much. Can we segue into a different topic so we can get away from this?
Addiction.
Yes.
You want to go straight in?
Wait a minute. Yes, addiction.
It kind of could correlate. Some people are addicted to sucking dick.
I would say Chris earlier. So,
oh, that's wow! What a great fucking segue that was. I wasn't even planning it. It happens sometimes.
You're very good at this, dude.
You're so gracious.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
You really are.
Earlier, you know, we were standing around the kitchen. And we were like, oh, what should we talk about today? And then I was like, you know, I kind of want to talk about addiction. Because I've struggled with it in many forms. Jared has had some history with it. Ryland's had some. And I said, Chris, what have you been addicted to? And you, what'd you say?
Well, sex, maybe. I don't know. Like, not officially.
You said dicks, but yes.
Oh, dicks. You're right. Yeah. Yeah.
So how are you addicted to sex? Because Ryland...
It's a sex addict.
And just to confirm, like, you're addicted to pleasuring penises.
I mean,
you don't collect penis molds and nothing like that.
You don't.
It's not like a fucking,
off.
You know, knick-knack
okay,
situation.
But are we using addiction a little loosely? Because I think like if Chris was a true sex addict, I don't think you'd be able to focus on your everyday tasks.
No.
I think we're saying like addiction, but it's okay. Things that first we have all, obsessions well, with.
That's so funny that in the middle of the word is what you're addicted to.
But there are times I used to edit for this new media company in downtown, and just in the middle of doing my job, I just like had to, I'm so sorry for any family listening, please stop listening. I had to jack off. So I would run to the bathroom.
Is that why you go to our bathroom so much?
No. But I've
be thought, honest, that was I've a weird
it,
note
because I've thought about it.
I stopped listening because I was thinking about the dentist thing. Did you just say you jerk off in our bathrooms?
No, what that's what Ryan.
Oh my gosh, Shane, where have you been? He's talking about his...
in the bathroom window, peeking in. What no, do you mean?
That's his Listen. Masturbation station.
I'd be sitting there editing, and I'm just like, I need to come right now. So I would go.
What would happen? Would Whoa. You be editing and it's like a chubber comes on and you're like, okay, something would strike
you editing,
your attention?
Are you editing mukbangs?
No, I'm editing the most boring, nothing like video.
I don't think I've ever felt that urgency to come.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think I'm an addict necessarily, but it's definitely higher of a drive than a normal person.
I would say you're more addicted to relationships, right?
Well, yeah. Because
like being in a relationship.
I can't have, I don't want to have sex when I'm not in a relationship, but... I don't know. I'm just in my mind. I'm just.
How often are you doing that?
Jerking off.
Uh huh.
Well, when I'm in a relationship, I'm just having a lot of sex. But when I'm single, like multiple times a day.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So if you're like, is it just always at the crib in the stash? Or
he was just telling us it's at work too, and that's why I had asked if he's jacked off.
You're like
in our
very
bathroom.
Rarely single. So what is this like?
Also,
you know?
This is a warning. You need to be careful about where you jerk off because I read an article. I didn't fully read it, but I read an article and a guy was jerking off in a plane and he got arrested and now he's a sex offender.
What?
Wow. I know.
Wait, in a bathroom or in the seat?
I didn't fully read it.
Okay, just to add on to that tip, something that we've talked about in the past is that's also why it's important just to pee in your car. Don't pull over and pee on the side
of
the road.
No, I think peeing in your car is still exposing yourself.
I mean, I think you can cover it better, and it'd be a lot harder for a cop to see you doing it as opposed to you peeing on the side of the road, though. You know what I mean?
Where's the weirdest place you jerked off?
I don't know. I mean, there's so many places.
He's like, wow.
Are you like a connoisseur of like crazy jack-off spots? Or like?
No, I'm just horny a lot. Like, this is weird to me. I'm sorry. You asked, I'm answering.
It's not weird at all, but weirdest spot.
I don't know.
Ferris wheel?
Parks. One time I was like, I realized I was near a church and that made me feel bad. It was like a parking lot. I don't know. Like, what?
You're just weird. In your car, probably.
In my car. One time I did it while driving up a road that was really dangerous and I almost crashed.
Okay. Okay, anyways.
So your guys' addictions, huh?
Yeah. No, that you're so brave for talking about that.
Yeah, yeah. That was good.
Okay.
Wait, can I add one last thing, though? I am
Please.
So in a relationship. I would, like, I've just made it sound like I'm so horny all the time. I'm very, just want to be clear. I'm, like, the most monogamous human I would know. Okay, anyways, continue.
Okay, yeah.
You're driving up a hill. Check it off.
And you said you were, in the last episode, you said you were a shooter, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you're shooting on the windshield?
No, I had a shirt.
It's messy in the car.
Okay. Anyways,
this is very fucking weird.
Yeah.
I don't know how to segue.
I'm also
what are you addicted to, Shane?
Also semi a workaholic is something that
that's a segue. Okay, my addictions are so. This is this the reason I brought this up earlier about talking about addiction.
All right, I'm done.
You have any more questions?
No. Okay. No. Go ahead. Your addictions. I'm sorry.
Is last night, I would say I had a mini, not breakdown, but there was a situation last night because I have felt myself getting really back into my workaholic vibe, which is like all consuming. I'm obsessed with this podcast, wanting to make it perfect, wanting to edit it. There's a lot that goes into it. And it kind of started consuming my life. And then I noticed that Ryland, he was like, you're becoming a workaholic again and I miss you and I don't understand. And I'm trying to figure out how to balance that and not get it. Because when I become a workaholic, when I get back in my shit, it is bad. Like, I don't eat. I don't sleep. My face falls apart. I don't leave the house. I don't see anyone. Like, it's really, really bad. So I don't really have any tips. I guess I'm asking right now for them. Does anybody in this room have tips for how to conquer?
Before the tips, I think this is an overarching theme in your life. So it's not only work is what you're the most passionate about. So it comes out the strongest and it's the most intense. But you are this way in a lot of elements. Like if you have emails in your inbox, you can't focus until it's cleared. If we move, you can't focus until the house is decorated. Like you're a very all or nothing person. And that's like a recurring theme in your life.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's just about finding a balance, you know, because it's understandable because you want to work and do as much as you can. You want to be productive. And I think especially like for me and you from our upbringing, it's also very important to make sure that you're staying busy and all of that so you can provide for your family. But on the flip side of that, providing for your family also entails that you have a family that needs you in other avenues and other arenas, you know? So if you only contribute one aspect to that relationship, then you're going to suffer in others. And, you know, that's why I say there's a balance, you know, find moments to prioritize both sides. And it's going to be a little sacrifice possibly, but you're going to realize that after making a little sacrifice, the outcome isn't as devastating as you might have thought. It's maybe even going to make it happier when you get your work accomplished because you have that full rounded relationship that's even healthier and full of happier moments. So that'd be my advice.
And obviously it's not healthy to not work at all, but we did have, I mean, after a while, after we found our footing again and stuff, we did get closer than ever. We had so much fun. And it's not that I don't want you to work, but then when this podcast starts, it is like, this is such a big production. Produce the show, schedule the show, film the show, edit the show, promote the show, thumbnail, everything. It's like, but at the same time, I still want to have a life outside of work because we've learned what putting all our eggs in one basket being work does. And it's not healthy. It's not conducive for a happy, healthy life.
Yeah. I mean, especially now that we, you know, we're planning on having a kid, like we actually, hopefully, fingers crossed, we have a surrogate by the end of summer. So then we'll have a baby in May, next May.
I mean, yeah, best case scenario.
Best case scenario. But yeah, I need to figure it out. I need to figure out a nice balance with work and family because, yeah, once we have a baby, my addiction is going to be wanting to be the best dad ever, which actually is probably also a bad thing. Because then then it's just too much.
I mean, I think
it's copter dad.
If you do anything, you do it all the way. Like, and that just is what it is. I don't know the solution. I genuinely don't. And that's the problem.
Well, see you guys in a minute. Let's take a break. No, I'm kidding. No, there is really no solution. I'm going to keep talking about therapy. But I think it is good to talk about it. Jared, you have a more, I don't know how much you're willing to talk about this. I don't want to make you feel weird, but you have more of a,
I mean, dude, to be honest with you, if we're just kind of lining up the topics, him talking about driving up a hill almost crashing while he's jacking off, nothing's too crazy, you know, nothing could be too much. Whatever you want to talk about, man, I can't get more personal than that, you know? So, but yeah, so I mean, really, it'd be drugs for the most part. I mean, I guess I could say I'm a workaholic too, but I'm really addicted to anything. Anything that I enjoy, anything that puts me in my own moment with it. So when I was younger, I think we talked about it one time, like the first time I smoked weed and all that. Mm-hmm. But I started smoking weed at a pretty young age, which I don't think weed is bad necessarily, but I think developing a habit that you become reliant on at an early age, because there's a lot of people that could just smoke or have a drink and that's pretty much it. But once my brain registers that life seems better if I'm doing something or I'm able to alter my mood in a way that makes things more bearable, whatever the case may be. So regardless, but I think starting at a young age, developing those patterns. And then as I got older, I started drinking a lot, which was bad. I got like a couple DUIs, which isn't cool. But if we're going to kind of narrow it down, the worst thing that I ever got into was definitely cocaine. That was like a real bad look. So one night I was just hanging out with friends and we were looking for a different drug, which We were looking for mushrooms actually at the time. And the dude that we called didn't have that, but he had cocaine. I had never tried it, never had the idea that I wanted to try it. I was more into chilling out and tripping out. But we did it. I loved it. We ended up going to parties until like 6 in the morning, to the point where we went to someone's house because they said that they had a party there that night and everybody in the house was sleeping. You know what I'm saying? And we walked around the whole house. It was very fucking weird. You know what I mean? And seeing if anybody had more coke.
Wow.
And then just,
people are sleeping.
Yes. But I did this for years, you know, and for a while there, I would do that and drink to the point where one time I drank and I did so much of it and I passed out from like days and days of not sleeping. And I woke up in a outdoor pond in an apartment complex, you know, that was kind of fucking weird. But for me, it was just all consuming, you know, and it's like every moment, all I could think about is if I wasn't on it, when I could get it. And that was really dangerous. And thank God I was able to get out of it, you know.
And how did you get out of that? What was like your rock bottom moment? How did you get out of it?
My rock bottom moment was, to go back real quick, because this is the type of moment that becomes very common, is when you do a drug like cocaine. It does something to your brain where you're really, really wired up for X amount of time. It could be, depending on how pure it is and all these other variables, it could be 20 minutes or it could be hours and hours and hours. Mm. But as soon as it wears off, there's a come down where you just feel fucking miserable. Mm. You know, you feel depressed because it's very easy to be energetic, to be happy, to be all of these things when you're on that drug. So when you're off of it, it just like drains all the dopamines. So the first night when I was telling you we went to like a fucking house and walked around like idiots, when I got home that night, I laid on the couch. I couldn't go to sleep. I had work in like, you know, 3 hours. And the only thing I could think of doing to relax me, to put me to sleep, was listening to Sarah McLachlan music.
I kind of love that.
So like I was laying there thinking about Sarah, like listen to fucking Sarah McLachlan, you know?
Ooh, I love.
But that was a common occurrence though, coming home at a certain point, you know, I would try to take a bunch of NyQuil or something and all this stuff. When I really hit rock bottom is I started just really neglecting my family, like really you and mom. And I think before that, you know, I would really make an effort and I would really try, but it became all consuming. I would avoid phone calls. I wasn't present. I was fucking up at work. And one, it was a combination of a few things, is on my 22nd birthday, I was at my buddy's house and I had a split shift at work where you would work from like 8 to 12 and then 4 to 8. So I had 4 hours where I can go out and do whatever I wanted. So I went to my buddy's house and we did a bunch of drugs. Then I went back to work and mom also worked for the company that we were with. Mm-hmm. And when I went back, she was there. Everybody, even people that didn't work that day, came. They had all of the favorite snacks that I come in when I, you know, because in the morning I'd usually come in like high on weed with the munchies and I'd buy all these little snacks and shit like that. So they bought all those snacks. They had birthday cake, they had sodas and all these things. And the unfortunate part really was, or not unfortunate part, I mean, I put myself in the predicament, but you don't want to eat when you're doing those drugs, you know. You're not like super hungry. So I couldn't eat anything. It would actually make me sick to think about eating. Mm. And everybody was singing happy birthday to me. The other thing about doing all drugs are going to make your eyes look different. Like if you smoke weed, you know, your eyes are going to droop a little bit. They might get red. But when you do hard drugs, your pupils get really big and they're very sensitive. It's hard to keep your pupils steady. It's hard to maintain. You don't want to maintain eye contact because all you could think is they're going to look at my pupils. So I walked into this room full of people that actually cared, you know. Mom was there. They had cakes and I couldn't eat anything. I couldn't look into anybody's eyes. I just felt horrible about that. And then it wasn't long after that I got home really late one night. And it was just like a weird night, you know, because the deeper you get into shit like that, you might start off doing it with your buddy. You know, like me and Chris might start off doing it together. But Chris might be the kind of person that it gets to a point where he's like, I'm straight on all this shit, bro. Like, I just want to go back to like doing what I'm doing and I don't want to keep doing drugs. So I'm going to have to find people that are more into it than Chris. And it's going to get deeper and deeper for me. I'm going to end up living, you know, I'm going to end up basically going to, that's why crack houses exist. Because it gets to that point where you know, and I found myself in a lot of bad environments and all that, and it was getting like very unluxurious. And I came home one night, and when we were younger, when we were going through it for Christmas, we would like take trade-offs. So one year you would get, let's say, $100 gift, and I would get like a couple things, and the next year it would be the opposite, vice versa. And one of those years where it was my turn to kind of take the smaller gift, I remember I got Pringles, hair gel, and like a patch that had the Kurt Cobain suicide note on it, and that was it, you know. And I came home one night, and it was just a weird night, and I felt funky about it. I mean, I think I had gone to a ranch in Compton with this guy and like just weird shit. And I got home, and there was a can of Pringles with a note, and it was from Mom, and it just put me in my feelings really bad, you know. And I think it was like the next day that I asked her to have lunch with me, and I just pretty much told her. I was like, Mom, she knew I smoked weed. I think it was obvious to like anyone that knows me that, like, you know, I smoke weed, but she had no idea that I was getting that heavy into stuff. So I admitted it to her, and I think if she would have like made it, because we were at a restaurant, I kind of planned it out, like, we can't make a scene at a restaurant, I guess. Yeah, then again, she probably would make it, if you know,
she wouldn't care. Yeah.
People make scenes at restaurants, right? So she didn't. She was totally cool about it, you know. She just told me she understood, and you know, she's a human too, and I think she's able to relate in certain ways to it. After that, we started going to a rehab class. I don't know if it was like that day when I quit, but I remember that I just like couldn't do it anymore. I looked at it in a different manner. Like, now it gave me anxiety. Like, I couldn't even think about it. And it took a little bit of time. But since then, I mean, I haven't drinking alcohol in like fucking probably since I was 22 or 23. I haven't done hard drugs since then. But I saw a lot of people ruin their lives. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people, because the other thing about drugs is once one thing doesn't get you the fix, once, you know, one shot doesn't get you drunk, you got to take two. And, you know, and I'm also very blessed. I feel blessed that I didn't get into it in a time like right now, mm-hmm. you know, because right now I think like 60,000 people died of fentanyl, mm-hmm. you know, and with there being such a high demand for drugs and so many people wanting to find ways to make money very easily, there's a lot of fake drugs on the market. Mm. I mean, look at like Mac Miller died because of fake drugs and all these people we lost. Mm. So I have no doubt in my mind that would have appealed to me. You know, if I had a buddy that just so happened that night, instead of mushrooms, he had fentanyl laced something or another, because I would take anything. You know, I took a pill one time a guy gave me and I passed out for like 2 days. It ended up being what they give psych ward patients when they come in, you know.
My God.
So like that, I think that was the last time I took a pill. I didn't know what it was. So really that was it. And then just trying to find other places to put my focus and my energy, you know, because you got to. If you're an addictive person, you can't have nothing going on. You know, you got to have something where you can focus that energy. Like stuff like AA and all that, it's good to look at other people in different stages of addiction. You know, you feel a little bit less alone, because if you just feel like a fuck up and you don't, when you're a real fuck up and everyone around you seems to have it together, it makes you feel way worse. Mm. You know, but if you're a fuck up and you realize that it's not like as uncommon as you think, and there's even groups of people that are willing to share experiences about it and help you through it, that helps. But
yeah,
that was pretty much it, you know?
It's interesting to me too that you mentioned like cocaine being so negative, because I've always been so terrified of specifically cocaine, mainly because I remember growing up hearing about like Whitney Houston and DMX and Mac Miller like dying from cocaine. So, or at least being involved in some way, potentially, from what I understood. Mm. And then also in high school, there was a party where a girl I knew, not really well, but I knew her. She did cocaine for the first time at a party, died, and then the people at the party didn't know what to do with her, and we found out days later they, like, drove down a road and dumped her body in bushes.
What?
And so I've had, like, all these terrifying things. Like, cocaine specifically terrifies me. But in Hollywood and, like, our industry, it's, like, such a common thing. And people do it and act like I'm crazy when I'm scared of it. But
that I had. So I've talked about this before in a video a while ago. But I had a friend in high school. Actually, I think I started with him in fifth grade. And then we kind of went to each school together. We weren't super close or anything, but, you know, he was in my class, so I knew him pretty well. And he was, I think he was valedictorian. And then like a few years after high school, I heard a rumor that he was in jail for murdering someone. And I was like, what? And I looked into it. And yeah, in a drug-fueled, you know, rage, he killed his uncle. And did you hear about this? And then he took the body and burned it, and like it was a whole thing. He's in jail now. And it's just, and so question, can you do something like murder or like something, you know, less crazy than that? And it really is the drugs?
It's not a direct effect of the, it's not the high that the drug is producing. Okay, if you take PCP or something like that, that's like a dissociative, that makes you hallucinate. I mean, there's people, one guy in particular, like cut off his penis and jumped off a building. It's a pretty famous story. I forget the gentleman's name. Chris, I'm sure you could look it up. Rapper cuts off penis and jumps off building.
Oh, my God.
It's a cautionary tale, though. You know, I think anyone hearing that probably doesn't want to smoke PCP if they've never tried it. But what happens is when you do these hard drugs, you're going to get, you know, days and days and days without sleep, and you're going to get sleep deprivation. Mm. And then if you have sleep deprivation and you're trying to fuel yourself with these drugs, you have a psychotic break. You'll see things that aren't there. You'll hear voices. I'm sure we've all seen in movies like drug addicts looking through their window, thinking someone's watching out at them and all this stuff. So depending on how strong, you know, those effects get, you could definitely have a psychotic break and kill somebody like very easily.
And then do you-
and I don't want to scare people. Like there's all kinds of people out there, they're going to kill people. But if you have any like kind of dark thoughts naturally and you stretch yourself to the limit with sleep deprivation and drugs like that, for sure. I mean, it could happen.
The rapper you're referring to, by the way, is Andre Johnson.
Is he alive?
Yeah.
I think so.
So he cut off his dick, jumped out of a window, and he survived?
Did they have to reconstruct?
I mean, it wasn't the 37th floor, and you know what I mean?
Okay.
I think he jumped off of like a 3-story building, which is very survivable. He probably fucked his legs up or something.
What happened to the penis?
The wiener? Did he flush it down the toilet?
What?
He like did something weird with it.
What do you do? I mean,
there's interviews. He's on a bunch of like interviews and stuff with it.
If you want to get teenagers to not do drugs, tell them shit like that. Like when they used to come to our schools and be like, you know, oh, you're fucking, this is what your brain looks like and this is what your lungs look like. No, tell me I'm going to cut my dick off and throw it in the toilet. And I would never do drugs.
Doctors were not able to reattach the penis.
So did they? Do you think they just had to reconstruct a way for the pee to get out?
I don't know.
And just a little context, because I know a little bit about that story. The reason he did that is because he felt like his penis was ruining his life.
Whoa.
Because his penis was the driving force behind every bad decision that he's ever made.
Okay, kind of deep.
So he was a sex addict, probably.
I mean, he did talk about jacking off. But I mean, so that's that, you know.
Wow.
Well, thank you for sharing all that. I mean, listen, but everything happens for a reason, and
it does.
And look at what you're able to do here. I mean, talking about this, I think honestly, even as funny as it sounds, even just you telling that story about somebody cutting their dick off is going to stop people from doing drugs. Like, literally 100%. Yeah. Like, I'm never doing drugs. Because I always kind of fantasized about, you know, maybe I would, you know, be more creative. Or maybe I would have more fun. Maybe I would be, you know, whatever. Maybe I'd be skinnier if I did coke. Like, I would always have those thoughts. So, yeah, now I'm definitely never going to do it. So, thank you.
Fuck. You're the first person to tell me how cool I was.
Aww. Wait, who's cooler, me or Jared?
Jerry's the coolest person.
Oh my God. I agree. But who's the sexiest?
The sexiest?
Don't answer that. Okay, so before we get into the glitches in the Matrix, which is really what I want to focus on today, I do have a couple theories that are stupid. But it made me think. I'm going to throw this out, and you tell me how crazy this is.
I think I'm going to hate it.
There is a theory that the government created dinosaurs to keep us from trying to invent time travel.
Okay. How about this? I'm in. I've actually made a video before about dinosaurs being fake in general. So I'm I understand what
why would their bones be everywhere?
Because the government time traveled and planted them there.
But which government? Because every different country's...
The Illuminati, Chris. The ultimate government.
Let me say a few things. Let me say a few things.
Mm-hmm.
Why are there paintings of dinosaurs on cave walls?
Because they saw the bones?
They saw bones of dinosaurs, you think? And they were able to draw what the actual body looked like?
Oh.
So there's the conspiracy. It goes a couple different ways, right?
Ooh, Chris is Googling.
Either dinosaurs never existed, because every dinosaur name was invented by two guys in like a New York apartment in like, I believe it was the 1850s. So it's a very weird timeline of how they were found out about and all this stuff.
Okay.
The other theory is dinosaurs didn't go extinct 65 million years ago, and it was actually much more recent. And that's why it's interesting that in like Acambaro, Mexico, they have little figurines of dinosaurs from around 2,000 years ago. Because how would people only 2,000 years ago know about things that were supposedly extinct 65 million years ago?
Well, okay, I have another question.
Yeah.
How come in Jurassic World Dominion, the whole idea
That's
is...
That's real? Is that like a new one?
Yeah. The final one.
Ooh. How come it's 30 minutes too long?
Well, there's that.
Conspiracy.
But also, the whole thing is like, oh my God, what would happen if we live with dinosaurs? Oh no. And then they do live with dinosaurs. Oh, spoiler alert. They live with dinosaurs. And they're like, yeah, well, anyways, look at those bugs. Like, they like didn't care. So I'm like, wouldn't the dinosaurs kill everyone? Like, so then I started thinking, maybe dinosaurs would live with people and be peaceful, which makes sense for your theory.
How embarrassing.
But then where did the dinosaurs go?
That's the whole thing. You know?
They time traveled.
Okay, well, that's my question. So you're saying that the conspiracy is that they
to
don't
keep us from time traveling.
But why wouldn't we time travel if dinosaurs existed?
We'd have scary.
Oh, I get it. Here I am. I've arrived.
yeah, but that's very specific. It's like to keep us from time traveling. Who the hell wants to go back 65 million years?
My takeaway from Jurassic World Dominion is how have creatures not re-evolved into dinosaurs?
What?
No, I get what you're saying.
That was either the smartest thing I've ever heard. But I think that's actually a good thing, because if evolution is constant, what's driving it? And dinosaurs had to have been like the pinnacle apex of evolution.
Why do you think
evolution.
That's the craziest
Wait,
thing
so
ever?
So what do you mean? Like why don't they
exist again? Like what's keeping from like a bird to become a pterodactyl? Or what's like...
By the way, chickens and birds are related
to dinosaurs? That's what I mean. So why haven't
Their
they
feet.
Evolved further?
Yeah. Well, supposedly when they were alive, if they were ever alive, is they had feathers and things of that nature, and they looked more like chickens than they would like what we're presented as.
Hold on, that's even scarier. I would never want to time travel and see a fucking 30-foot chicken.
Well, did you see the hairy one that went underwater in Jurassic World Dominion? That's probably more accurate, because it was hairy and looked like a chicken. It looked like a messed up rooster. Do you remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
From what I understand, dinosaurs were actually not smart at all. Like,
dinosaurs what?
They were like really unintelligent.
Really?
Yeah.
No, in Jurassic World, the raptors are like,
I don't think they
that?
Could do fucking calculus, dude, but I mean, they were pretty smart.
The T-Rex is like, hey, you do this and do this and then do this and I'll help you. Like that literally was the movie.
I mean, that's a
they were
move.
Icons.
Fucking icons. What are you talking about?
Move.
Wow, that just ruined my whole life. I thought dinosaurs were geniuses.
Were there gay dinosaurs? And if they were tops and bottoms, would the bottom dinosaurs be called super sore asses?
There are so many.
But we already dispelled that myth. There's no soreness.
No, there's soreness.
Poop is bigger than penises. Oh, I don't know. Okay, well, obviously.
A dinosaur dick is a lot. That's bloody.
Can you imagine?
But there are so many gay animals and species. Why wouldn't dinosaurs be gay?
You're right.
Because there are so many gay animals.
Gays.
Which ones?
These are all animals that naturally in the wild practice homosexuality. African buffalo, African elephant, Amazon river dolphin, bison, antelope, Asian elephant, Australian sea lion. There's like 300 here.
Is that like T-Rexes or... Never mind. They're like...
So dinosaurs could have been gay.
There it is.
Right? No.
That's the theory.
What? Well, that's why I say they're icons. That's where it all comes from.
Shit! Look, well, because T-Rexes are like, what are you doing?
Well, they're the ultimate,
what are
like...
you doing?
Yeah.
How are you doing? Chris? Chrissy? Chris Pratt? What are you doing? Not my jungle. That's how they were in the movie. And then the chicken with his big chicken head, and he was like, oh, I don't think so.
Bah,
and he went
bah.
In the water.
Anyway. I'm like trying to visualize what you just said because I haven't seen the movie, so I'm thinking a giant chicken jumping in the water. It's like, this sounds fucking awesome. This is a Jurassic Park. Finally, they figured it out.
Would a homophobic animal owner disown their gay dog?
Okay,
does the dog stay in the closet? Is the dog staying in the doghouse?
I think they just hump other dogs. Would you even know dogs?
No,
you would know. We've had gay animals before, and I knew.
What do you mean? We have
just know, Charlie. big old queen. Rest in peace.
Well, because it just his bark changed.
He did the invoice.
Because it's like, I don't gotta, like, because he was going like, and then they're like, fuck this.
The dogs do
and
the
we loved him anyways.
Too.
Yeah.
Oh, I would think so.
Okay, are you guys ready to investigate some glitches in the simulation?
Yeah, I cracked them all last time.
Let's start simple, and then we'll get into the crazier ones. Okay, watch this girl on a swing closely.
Oh!
Did you see that?
What did she hit?
Okay, ready?
Oh my gosh.
What?
What?
What did she just hit midair?
Whoa.
That looks crazy. It looks like there's like a invisible rope on her hip that yanked at last minute or right? something. You know what I mean?
That is crazy.
Like, what happened?
Whoever owns the pond installed an invisible fence.
I mean, you're saying it's like some fence, but if you look at the impact spot, it's about her hip when she's going down, right?
Yeah.
So that means that she wouldn't be able to break that barrier, but her right arm swings through where that fence would be. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like her right arm goes down lower than the point of where her hip hits the fence.
It actually just doesn't make sense. I feel like they tried to create a viral moment.
Her right hand, if you stare at it, it looks like it glitches out. But then again, if it's a glitch in the Matrix,
it looks glitch, crazy.
You know?
Wow.
That's weird.
Okay, watch the middle of the screen.
Okay.
And see if you see the glitch.
Oh. Yeah, he just appears out of nowhere.
Where did the bike come from?
I just again feel like this is a thing. It could be just a perspective thing.
Oh yeah.
Really? How?
It could be, but it might probably not.
Watch it.
Because he could have been on the bike behind this.
Yeah.
Watch the man in front. Move around. You'll see that nothing would, behind him.
That'd be a really crazy camera angle to be able to finesse
right?
that.
Ready? He's looking around, walking around. Whoa.
That's crazy.
I mean, it is crazy.
How would
There's
he...
no way
look
a full-size bike, though, could fit
yeah,
behind
look at the,
a human.
Look at the man wobbling
if
around.
If the bike wasn't sideways, if it was straight on, do you know what I'm saying? If
so
it
you
was
think
part...
that old man on the bike was crouching?
And it was straight behind
him? No, I think he could... The bike was straight on. He was sitting on it, and then, like, he was just getting ready or checking his watch or whatever, and then started going.
It's either such a coincidence or they set this up, and it was, like, perfect timing. I don't buy it.
I think the guy on the bike is too tall.
Glitch in the Matrix.
I think it's a glitch in the Matrix.
Obviously, you guys are fucking ops trying to get us off of the scent.
Okay, this is... I don't know if this is a glitch or if it's just something really scary and my nightmare. But this is a video of somebody who said, why did my doll's head just move?
Oof.
Okay, so watch the transformer closely. It's fucking moving, right?
I don't see it moving.
I didn't see
it. You didn't see it move? Did you see it move?
I feel like his camera angle is really weird, too.
I mean...
Hold on. Watch it again. Really, look close at the fucking doll's head.
This camera movement is driving me crazy.
I mean...
If it is moving, it's moving so slow.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's moving! It's moving!
Okay, I got a devil advocate on this one just a bit.
It's literally moving. It just literally moved.
Okay, but... We're
and I googled it. That toy is not robotic. It doesn't move.
Yeah, but this feels like a very controlled environment, and
this
he's filming it to do this.
Looks like a pretty nerdy situation going on. Like this, like to where I mean, like I'm sure this person is very like all about technology and stuff. And I mean the computer and all the cards all over the walls. So maybe they made it do that. I don't know, but I mean, nonetheless, I'm shook.
How?
I'm freaked out.
I googled it. I looked up video reviews of the toy. The toy is not a movable toy. It's not a robotic toy. There's not a button.
It feels like he's in his own soundstage to me. Like he has a controlled environment. He's filming it because he knows what he did. I believe the other two. This one I just don't fuck with.
All right, fine. Okay, this is another... Well, you guys are probably not going to believe this one either. And I'm sure there's science behind this, but it definitely freaked me out. This is a bubble hover.
What does that mean?
How are you doing this?
I mean, that's pretty nuts.
How is that happening?
I mean,
why won't you float away?
And how are they staying up high? Because the bubble doesn't have like helium in it.
I don't know. And it's under a shelf, so it's not like it's like, what is going on?
I've got to test this for myself.
It's watch a bubble hover, what you said, or is that like a scientific term, bubble hovers? Or yeah,
I just made that up. But look at, they're not moving. Is it possible for bubbles to hover for a long time? He said 20 minutes.
20
pretty,
minutes?
That's pretty crazy.
Is it possible for bubble to hover? You know?
Is it possible for bubble to hover?
Because I don't even know how they could have finessed that.
How? How are you doing this?
This one you're going to think is really like dumb, but I watched it probably 10 times and it just kept getting scarier to me. This is a glitch of a woman laughing and then, well, just watch.
Oh, I hate that. Well, that's a horror movie.
That's okay. Been edited.
That was weird, right?
That's a horror movie.
Wait, that's from a movie?
No, it looks like a horror movie.
Oh, because she like froze when she was laughing, and then she came out of it, and she was like, "Whoa, what just happened?" And I kind of believed her when she was like, "What just happened?"
Okay, listen, I was shook when I was watching it, but now that I'm thinking about it, they edited the music to make us more scared. So what's stopping them from pausing her as well?
Okay, then let's mute it. Let's watch it without music.
I mean, she was.
Look at her. She's laughing, having a good time, drinking with the girls, and then oh, her brain just glitched. Oh my god. Oh my god, ew. This is so scary to me for some reason. Ew, the zoom in. Look at her eyes, they're dead. And
yuck.
Then,
oh my god.
Welcome back, sweetie.
I mean, people glitch for sure. Like, I glitch frequently.
Oh. But not like
okay,
that.
Okay, here's the thing. We're looking at her. She's a sweet, innocent girl. Uh-huh. Would never do anything. But there's things that
this bitch is
you
a vampire.
Might take that'll get you looking like that for a couple seconds. Or she can have narcolepsy.
Or she
could have just had a minor stroke, which is not funny at all.
Oh my god, wait. Way to dampen the mood.
I know. But luckily, science has proven none of that is accurate. It's a glitch in the matrix.
That's what I was saying.
Yes.
If she had a stroke or something, I don't think she'd come out of it and be like laughing with her girls. I don't think her friend would zoom in.
This is either friends doing this on purpose or the most terrifying thing I've ever seen in my life.
Should we try it? Wait, let's try it. Should we do it one by one or should we all do it at the same time?
All at the same time. You can have fun in editing.
Okay.
What are we doing?
We're going to be her. So we're all going to laugh and then maybe should I snap or something? And then we all like freeze. Okay. But you have to keep laughing when you're frozen. I think that's part of it, right? Wasn't she still laughing?
Yeah.
I think she just stopped. She's like,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Ready? Okay. And.
Did you ever snap? I missed the cue.
That
to
proves
stop.
It's too hard to do in real life.
I'll give you a cue. I'll do this.
Okay. But,
your hand
okay.
Will
so
go
we all. Okay.
That's when you stop.
Everyone can see that.
Get ready?
Okay.
I kind of think we killed it.
What just happened?
Okay.
I hate that.
But that terrified me.
Okay, I have a final glitch we're going to get into that we're really going to have to dissect this. But before we do that, just one little thing I have to show you. Because I never thought about it. Elon Musk's smile is technically a glitch.
Ooh.
Have you ever noticed that his smile is a frown?
Whoa.
Oh.
Right?
Because he seems happy, but it's a frown.
No, he's smiling. You can tell he's smiling, but it's literally a frown when you actually like draw with your finger.
No, is that real?
I think so. Wait, try it. Is it like this?
I
was just trying to do it and I was giving myself a headache trying to do it.
Like,
you know what though? I mean, who fucking knows, you know?
No, Chris, wow. You look sad. No, now you look like you're disapproving. You're nervous.
If anything, what it's showing me on a macro level is it's really about your eyes, you know, because his eyes are what we're looking at thinking he's smiling, but maybe he's not smiling. How do we know he's smiling?
Okay, this is the last one. This went viral. I don't go on TikTok, but I guess this went viral on TikTok and a lot of people were sending it to me. And I watched it and I was like, oh, this is stupid. And then I was like, wait a minute. I actually don't understand. So this is the finale.
I don't understand anything I've seen from TikTok.
Okay. So the craziest shit happened to me earlier. So, okay. There was a glitch in the system. I'm gonna show you guys a video, okay? So in this video, you can see me grabbing a lemon, right? I cut it in half, okay. And then I cut it in half once more, right there. You can see me cut it, right? I go get a bag, okay? I grab the bag, I go back for the lemon, and I grab the lemon, and I touch it, and I'm like, why is it not cut in half? And my face, I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm like inspecting it, I take it out of the bag, I grabbed this lemon, trying to see if I cut that one. I recut the lemon because the lemon wasn't cut anymore. Ugh, I'm freaking out because the lemon was not cut in half anymore. It was literally intact. And you can see me in the video cut the lemon in half. There was a glitch. This has never happened to me, and I don't know how to act. I'm freaking out. I'm gonna play the video one more time so you guys can see for yourselves.
Okay, so she cuts it once. Okay.
And then
cuts that one again.
Pay close attention to the lemon. Let's make sure nobody else does some funky business. Is there something in her bag? No. Whoa. Wow, I'm actually kind of shook because I thought she was doing like a magic trick, but I was watching closely.
Can you please explain to me what happened? Because I need to know.
That's pretty crazy.
So what happened? I'm so confused. And I looked at the comments and nobody knows. Everybody's like, ew, I saw the lemon like mold back together. Or like, oh my God, like what was that?
I hate that one.
That's just crazy. What?
I mean,
what?
Unless it was all just pre, you know.
But I was trying to look for a lemon replacement or a trick.
Unless this is like a VFX artist or something.
So it's either she had the foresight to do all of this ahead of time and make this video and had the idea, or it happened and it's a glitch in the Matrix. I don't know.
That one's pretty nuts. I have a hard time explaining that one.
I don't think I can either. I would look to see if she made an update, but I don't want to open TikTok. So I'm just going to say glitch confirmed.
Wow.
All right. So yeah, there you go. If any of you guys know how any of these glitches happen, let us know in the comments because we can't figure it out. I mean, the lemon one does not make sense. The girl on the swing, like hitting an invisible fence, the girl laughing. Let us know. The bubbles, let us know in the comments. If you can figure these out, help. We need it. Okay. It's about that time. Oh my God, what happened?
Oh my God, is my recap canceled?
Okay. Sorry, we've had some changes at the network. And
we're going to fly someone else in.
Lights, camera, action. Ryland's recap is about to happen. Oh, yeah. Ryland's recap.
On today's episode of the Shane Dawson podcast, shocking bombshells exposed. Chris.
He's addicted to Jack. He's addicted to jacking off.
Oh my God, you glitched.
And he almost crashed on a hill when he was doing it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Chris reveals he's addicted to jacking off and the craziest place he's ever came. Not only that, but we learn you can bruise your mouth from giving blowjobs. Your dentist will know when you have given fellatio.
Whoa, that was medical.
That was great.
Hit me with some more.
No Mandela effects.
Oh my God, what? The first episode we've done with no Mandela effects.
But people will remember it as an episode that had Mandela effects.
So technically, this episode has been a Mandela effect.
This episode is a Mandela effect.
Reviews are flying in. Some confused that there were no Mandela effects for the first time ever. However, some super gay shit went down on today's podcast. Jared and Shane doing questionable acts in Shane's closet.
Whoa.
Also, what?
Sorry.
I like that.
I wasn't expecting it.
Wow. Okay, you're coming in hot.
Gerd. The official language of the podcast is my Gerd. Are you going to start speaking in my Gerd? Let us know in the Kermers blur.
in some my Gerd news, which you might not have heard of for about 10 years, the boys are bringing the language back as their official language of the podcast. Are you all on board with my Gerd? And how often are you using it in your day-to-day lives? Sound off and let us know in the comment section below. And also...
No, you have to finish it in Ermigerd.
And they love you, Ermigerd.
No, I don't, you know, what? Leave 5 stars.
Oh.
Kermit.
So you're ready for the roundup to end?
Oh, no. Okay, no.
We'll end in Ermigerd, but I feel like we only have like 2 hits so far
okay,
of this.
Okay, hold on.
In a bombshell episode for Christopher, we find out he isn't only in love with Shane, but also has an affinity for both Ryland and Jared.
Love triangle.
There is a potential love triangle as he tries to fuck all 3 boys in the episode.
He let me down kindly, though, by saying I was cool.
Sad.
Chris might get arrested for jerking off in bad places.
Chris might join a registry soon.
Illegal news.
Are you registered?
In sex offender news.
Whoa, wait.
Whoa, okay.
Wrong podcast.
No, I can't be associated with this.
Soften it.
No, that's
soften
what we learned.
Allegedly.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Okay. I didn't know.
Chris, we find out the craziest places he has beat his meat.
Whoa.
He's a shooter.
Okay.
Well, that wraps up another episode of the Shane Dawson Podcast. We hope you all enjoyed. Don't forget to leave a 5-star rating, review, and comment wherever you listen to the podcast. Don't forget to follow us on social media at the Shane Dawson Podcast, and we hope you all enjoyed it. Signing off from Colorado, we love you very much, and we'll see you next 2 weeks. I forgot it's not weekly. Goodbye.
Good bird.
Good job, baby. Good job, baby. You got it.
Good job.
Oh, my God. I love you so much. That's bruise up there, baby.
Good bird.
Well, there you guys go. Hopefully you enjoyed whatever the hell this was. I know I did. Thank you, Ryland. You're such a beautiful, amazing co-host. Thank you, Chris. We all want to fuck you right back. Thank you, Jared, for being the coolest guy in the room and no longer addicted to anything except for love.
That's it.
And thank you guys for watching. We'll see you next time. Brr!
Brr!
Brr, brr!
What?
Freeze.
What am I the only one doing it?
What am I? Where am I merchant?
Oh my goodness.